Lesson 5. How do living things survive in water environments? Some plants and animals live in fresh water, others live in salt water. Still others live in a mixture of both fresh and salt water. Wetlands. Squish. The mucky ground in a wetland would get your feet wet in a hurry. A wetland is a low area that is covered by water for at least part of the year. Water brings in nutrients, which help plants to grow. There are different kinds of wetlands. Coastal wetlands, like the one pictured, are salty. Salt water from the ocean flows in with the tides. Some living things can live in salty environments. Others cannot. The different amounts of salt cause different kinds of plants and animals to live along the wetland. Living in mud. Many tiny living things are at home in the mud of a salt marsh. Most of them grow from eating dead plant material mixed in with the mud. Crabs, shrimps, and snails feed on these creatures. The tides also carry worms and clams into the salt marsh. It's hard to see, but the mud in a salt marsh is filled with life. This shorebird's long legs and bill help it find food in the salt marsh. Many kinds of birds feed on small creatures that live in marshes. Long-legged shorebirds can wade through the shallow water of marshes without sinking. Their feet are adapted to keep them upright in the mud. They use their long, thin bills to dig through the mud for food. Map fact. This salt marsh is in Point Reyes National Seashore on the coast of Northern California. Such wetlands are home for many kinds of wildlife. 1. Checkpoint. Why are there so many living things in the mud of most wetlands? 2. Writing in science. Formal letter. Write a letter to community leaders about wetlands. Explain how wetlands are important places for wildlife and should be protected.